In 1892, King Ludwig II unveiled what would be his greatest legacy, this castle. We in this room, we in technology, have a greater capacity to change the world than the kings and presidents of even 100 years ago. This unprecedented moment in civilization where suddenly this tiny number of people have the ability to have huge world-shaping impact on everyone in the world. And so the question we want to look at here is, how do we want to be using all that power? How do you want to be using that power? I say, let's do great things. Let's do things that really substantively work to help humanity thrive. Let's solve the big problems, and let's dedicate our energy to consciously moving the world in the direction of our dreams. And what's so amazing about being in technology is that we don't even have to sacrifice our personal well-being in order to do this. I mean, it would be insensitive for me to give this talk in most industries. But for us who have been lucky enough to have the opportunities we have to have been born at the right place at the right time with the right education, we can have our cake and eat it too. And I want to live in the beautiful world that we can create together. So as an example, my first job out of college was at Google. And of course, the compensation package they were offering was important to me. But there were several companies that could have offered me that compensation. The reason I went to work for Google is because Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. That is a hell of a mission. The idea that I could be even one small part of organizing the world's information, this was a no-brainer decision to take this job.